آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. To one and all, Allah give us tawfiq. Really, this Mubarak month is approaching rapidly. Subhanallah. So many of the ahadith our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed concerning Ramadan in the month of Sha'ban. One of those ahadith is the hadith narrated by the great Sahabi who lived the longest time in this world. Yes, he wasn't the last Sahabi on the face of the earth. The last Sahabi was Abu Tufayl Amir ibn Wathila radiallahu anhu. But he was the longest living Sahabi. Allah prolonged his life because of his zest and his thirst to search for the truth and remain with truth. The great Sahabi Hazrat Salman, who we just discussed recently. So this great Sahabi says, خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam rendered this lecture to us. It was the last day of Sha'ban where he said, Ya أيها الناس, O humanity, قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك. A really great month has dawned upon you. A blessed month. A month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted a night better than 1,000 months. A month wherein Allah has made and designated, made the fast in it compulsory. شهر جعل الله الصيام ناره فريضة. And Allah has made Qiyam at night a sunnah, a prophetic practice and teaching. Allah give us tawfiq to implement this, the fast in the day, the Taraweeh at night. من تقرب فيه بخصلة من الخير. Whoever endeavors to acquire Allah's proximity with some goodness of quality, he gets the reward as though he fulfilled a fariḍah in any other month. And the one who fulfills a fard, وَمَنْ أَدَّى فِيهِ فَرِيضًا, gets the reward of the fulfillment and the accomplishment of 70 fara'id in any other month. Isn't this basically an opportunity for us more than jackpot? Allah gives us the opportunity to seek the best, to capitalize on the opportunity. Then the hadith says, وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. And indeed it is the month of patience. And the patience is such that the reward of it is paradise. And it is the month of supporting one another. A month wherein the rizq of the mu'min is multiplied. A month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables one to feed the fasting people. Man fattara fi sa'ima. The one who feeds the fasting person will get forgiveness to his sins, will get a freedom of the next from hell, and will get the reward of the one who partakes of the meal without any good deed diminishing from that person. The Sahaba all had concern where they asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not all of us can afford a full meal to a fasting person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will give this thawab for that individual who feeds a fasting person even a date. So the little they can afford, he gives that. Or a little bit of water, or some mixture of milk. So Allah give us tawfiq that every one of us should aspire to make khidmah, feed people, make ikram of people. Subhanallah, in the city of the Blessed Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you enter in the month of Ramadan, so many people are dragging you and pulling you towards their dastarkhan, hoping and requesting you to join and make iftar with them. It is the month, the beginning of which belongs to His mercy, O shahrun awwaluhu rahmah, the center of which is filled with His forgiveness, and the end is freedom from the fire of Jahannam, itqum min al-nar. Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, increase in this month of four qualities. وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ الْخِصَالِ. With two, you would be pleasing your Lord. And with the other two, you cannot do without. The two through which you please Allah is testimony of shahada, shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, abundance of la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, and seeking His forgiveness, tastaghfiruna. So Allah gives us tawfiq to carry out these two important, pertinent deeds, la ilaha illallah and astaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah, seeking the forgiveness of Allah, fully proclaiming Allah's oneness, and fully acknowledging to our mistakes and wrongs, aspiring to change. Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa tastaghfiruna. As for the other two that you cannot do without, number one is seeking Allah's paradise. فَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعُوذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And you seek His salvation from the fire of Jahannam. Allah give us the tawfiq to do so. The Beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said, "He who quenches a fasting person, Allah will quench him from my pond such a drink after which one would never ever get thirsty again until one gets into paradise." And in paradise there's no more thirst anymore as well. This is in Ibn Khuzaymah's book of hadith and Bihqi and Ibn Hibban. Imagine how special the month is. That the entire year Jannah is being decorated for this month. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu has reported. The other report of Jabir radiallahu anhu from Bayhaqi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ramadan has arrived, the month of blessings, Shahrul Barakah. Allah overwhelms you in this month with His countenance in a manner that Allah knows best. Allah sends down mercies, forgives sins, answers du'as, and Allah sees your striving and your competition in this month. وَيَنْظُرُ فِي إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِي الْخَيْرِ Allah sees you competing with one another. So this is the month to compete. That's why I discuss already in this last few moments we have in Sha'ban, discuss how we're going to spend our ibadah. How will we spend our time, our nights, our days? How will we compete with one another? وَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً And Allah will boast to the malaika concerning you. And our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا Show Allah goodness from yourself. Because the wretched one is the one who's deprived of Allah's mercies in the month of Ramadan. So how amazing and how virtuous. In this hadith, it's clear, explicit. Allah wants us to prove ourselves to Him. Allah wants us to show off to Allah. For how long are we going to show off to people? What's the benefit of showing people? Show off to Allah. Make Allah happy. To show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's another interesting report in Bayhaqi as well. In Tabrani's Awsat, the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jannah is definitely decorated throughout the year. Innal Jannah latuzayyanu. Min as-sana ila as-sana. Throughout the year, Jannah is decorated for the month of Ramadan. When Ramadan arrives, Jannah says, "Oh Allah, اجعل لنا في هذا الشهر من عبادك سكانا grant us in this month residents to reside in us from your special servants." Even the Hur'een address Allah. Obviously, my respected sisters and brothers, this are pure creation of Allah, and our wives will not feel it in paradise because Allah has for them the best of bliss and pleasures there. And also very importantly is when a believer stays away from haram and preserves his chastity, Allah will reward them with what is best and most enjoyable. So even the damsels of paradise will say, "Oh Allah, grant us partnership with your special servants of Allah in this month of Ramadan." And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who preserves his nafs in the month of Ramadan by not drinking intoxicants, فَلَمْ يَشْرَبْ فِيهِ مُسْكِرًا So this is the month to aspire, to leave all sorts of incorrect intoxicants, drugs and all sorts of things. Allah save us. This is the month of change. The hadith then says, and he does not slander anyone, nor does he perpetrate any sin. For every fast, Allah will grant one the pleasures of paradise in abundance. And Allah will grant one the palace in paradise of gold, silver, emerald, ruby. How beautiful is one palace that one mu'min will receive for one fast. If the entire dunya is bundled and put into the palace that one mu'min gets for one fast, it will not take the place of a pasture in this world. A little pasture where one keeps his animals and his goats and his flock. How small is that? The whole world will take that space in comparison to the palace Allah gave this mu'min for every fast in the month of Ramadan. But the one who continues with intoxicants and slanders people or perpetrates sins, Allah will wipe out a year of their good deeds. Fear Allah by fearing this month of Ramadan, because this indeed is Allah's month. Be wary of violating in this month. Allah has granted you 11 months, but this month is exclusive for Him. Be careful in this month. So it's the month to change, the month to become better. The month to aspire to please Allah. SubhanAllah, there's so many names to the month of Ramadan. But especially known as Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan. The Quran Kareem refers to this month as Ramadan. The month where Allah wipes out, melts away our sins and helps us change and become better. Among the great events that happened in this month is Badr. The other amazing event was Fath Makkah. The first wahi came down in the month of Ramadan. The first time wahi came, the verse is Iqra bismi Rabbik in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Khadija passed on. It was 3 years before Hijrah, 620, in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Khadija passed on. The first expedition where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Sahaba, 30 Sahaba out in Allah's way, under Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, called the troop of Siful Bahr, the seashore, that was also in Ramadan, the first year after Hijrah, coinciding with March 623. Interestingly, this year, our Ramadan is also coinciding with March. So we mentioned Badr, 17th of Ramadan, second year after Hijrah. Interestingly, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha and Hazrat Ali got married in Ramadan according to one view. But Hazrat Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu was born in the month of Ramadan, third year after Hijrah, coinciding with February 625. In the sixth year after Hijrah, in the month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, leading Sahaba, going in Allah's way to an area called Wadi al-Qura. Then in the eighth year after Hijrah, it was the 17th of Ramadan as well, and the conquest of Makkah took place, coinciding with December 629. On a Sunday, 20th of Ramadan, 40 years after Hijrah, Hazrat Ali was made Shaheed, radiallahu anhu, coinciding with January 661. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was also 63 years old. The great Sahabi of Rasulullah, the fourth greatest of this Ummah, from the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, and he was the first of the youth to embrace Islam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, it was also a Tuesday, the 17th of Ramadan, in the year 57 Hijri, when our mother Hazrat Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, passed on. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, in the year 181 in the month of Ramadan, coinciding with November 797, he passed on. The great scholar of Islam, subhanallah, the great alim, the great scholar, teacher of hadith, muhaddith, mujahid, and faqih, Allah, a master in all sciences. So generous, where every year he would take so many people for hajj and sponsor them and spend on them and take care of them. When you're en route to hajj, he saw a child hungry, eating carrion, dead meat. He took the child home, spent his entire hajj savings on that family and went back home. That year he didn't make it for hajj. When all the hujjaj would return from his area, they came to visit him in Maru. And the king came to thank him that you helped us and taught us so much in the hajj. But he realized he didn't even make it for hajj. But at night he saw a dream where Allah tells him, you sacrificed and didn't go. Allah sent an angel in your form to do the full hajj on your behalf for you to get the reward. And another very pertinent event that happened in our history, where Islam was defended against the Mughals by the Egyptian army under Saifuddin Qutuz and Zahir Baybars rahimahullah. They defended Islam where the Mughals were trying to destroy the lands of Islam after they had taken the capital in 656. But subhanallah, Ramadan 658, coinciding with August 1260, subhanallah, this army of Mamluks, formerly slaves but were liberated, formerly non-Arab, but Allah accepted them for deen, and they defended Islam, they protected the Khilafah, they brought alive the Khilafah again from Egypt, and they preserved Allah's deen. And through them defending Allah's deen in the famous battle called Ain Jalut, they protected Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, because the Mughals were planning to take more of the lands of Islam. So this is a few of so many interesting events that happened in this month of Ramadan. It's the month of the Qur'an. The righteous would spend their nights and days in tilawa of the Qur'an, and sharing, and ikram, and feeding, and akhlaq. Imagine Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah would make more than 60 khatams of the Qur'an al-Kareem throughout the month of Ramadan. Let us all try and aspire to spend our nights and days in the Quran with the karam and the mercy and the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi. Let us also share the message of Islam with the non-Muslims. Share the message of the Quran with them. Give them an opportunity also to come and see the beautiful masjid, our masajid. Enable them opportunity, afford them the opportunity to share in the iftar and experience that beautiful love in the masjid, that ambiance. Hopefully, they'll also embrace Islam. وصلى الله على النبي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.